what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
High school basketball has been off and rolling now for almost 2 months. Seriously, season's been going on for a little while. We have not had any junior college basketball, but that'll change this week. In fact, we have a lot of sports picking up. Basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball, all that's going to be going on at the exact same time for USU Eastern. Thursday night, the USU Eastern Lady Eagles will play their first contest of the season as they welcome in Arizona Western. We'll talk about that and more right now with our first guest of the week, Coach Chelsea Warburton of the USU Eastern Eagles. Coach, always a pleasure. I appreciate the time. Great to hear from you again. Thank you.
Yes, thanks. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to start talking about basketball, Coach. For way too many months, we were talking about the possibility of actually playing. And now, as you mentioned, before we hopped on the air, it's game week. We finally made it to this point.
Yeah, like I said, we've stayed hopeful, and it's finally here, game week, and we're just super excited about it. I know the girls have been waiting, and you know they've done a good job of just staying engaged, so we're excited for them.
Coach, I've had the opportunity to talk with Coach Evans over the last couple of weeks just about all the preparation and extra work that goes into it as far as the COVID protocols and some of the things that you guys have had to do. And I know the kids coming back around January 3rd. I mean, all in all, how would you explain it as a coach, someone that's been around for so long, been around the game of basketball for so long, and some of the changes that you guys have had to endure?
We'll just say it's a different year for sure. I mean, we're not the only ones going through it. Everybody's doing that or having to make adjustments to make ends meet and to figure things out. But I think being able to adapt quickly has been something that I think we've done a great job of that already, but especially this year, you have to be able to adapt. Things are changing daily, weekly. You just got to be on your toes. So it's definitely more prep outside of the game of basketball and practice, just getting kids healthy, staying healthy, checking their safety, making sure it all works out. So it's definitely been a process, but I think we've done a pretty good job with that, and our department especially.
Yeah, it almost sounds like being a basketball coach at this point in time is kind of it's a small detail of the job is what it sounds like.
Yeah, we wear a lot of hats, but we picked up a few extra, I think, this year. Again, it could be a good thing, too, where you were learning, new trades or new things that can really be beneficial for our team, but just being focused and more concerned about them and making sure it all works out. It's been different.
No doubt. Coach, we can talk about the team this year. And if you go back to last year's success, I mean, it was a brilliant campaign. I know it didn't go as planned once you got to the conference tournament. But you had to say goodbye to a lot of players on that squad last year. In fact, only two returners from last year's squad, and that's Caselyn and Kinley Toomer. And so we can start by talking about those two girls who gave you quality minutes as a freshman. What have you noticed as far as their improvement now going into their sophomore season?
They were just solid as freshmen. They started for us, played several minutes, just great quality freshman players. But I think the experience of the last season, and they know what to expect. We get a couple preseason games this year, and then we jump right into conference. So they know exactly what to expect and what level we need to be at. So their maturity level and their experience has been very beneficial for our girls, and they've done a good job of helping them through this different year, but just preparing them in the same sense.
And one of the things that always impressed me about the girls, even back in high school, was the physicality, their physical ability. And, Coach, how much of a jump do you anticipate or can you anticipate from a freshman who was solid now going to the sophomore level from a physical standpoint?
They've made improvements. Like I said, they were already strong as freshmen, but just physically and mentally, they're just tough kids. They continue to get better in the areas that they need to, and they're just smart about the game and understand it, and they're competitors, and that's the biggest thing, too, and that's what everybody else realizes with them, especially their teammates. They see it, they feed off of it, and it's just been a good thing for us.
Now, with that being said, Coach, a lot of freshmen on this year's squad, and when you look at, I guess, the landscape and the expectations now, I mean, obviously, you have to expect a lot out of these freshmen coming in because, well, I believe everyone, but I think you got all but, what, three sophomores, right? All of them are freshmen outside of that.
Yeah, 12 girls and three are sophomores.
And so when you look at the freshmen, has there been a gap there, like a learning phase, or are you happy with where they're at now as you guys enter into game week?
I'm extremely happy where they're at. As coaches, we've been impressed because of this, their drive and their willingness to stay engaged with all the ups and downs that have come their way. We're a young team, so court time is key. Any court time is key for any team, especially a young team. But from day one, we just really try to focus on whatever time we got together as a team, we just were as productive as we possibly could be with that. And I really feel they've done that, and I feel like they're ready. And regardless of just having three sophomores, I think we're going to be a very balanced team.
Who are some of the freshmen, Coach, that you would expect to have a major impact right out of the gate? And that's probably a very vague question, considering you're going to have to rely on a lot of them. But are there any that you would expect immediately to really just find their comfort zone?
To be honest, I can't really pinpoint one. Like I just previously stated, I feel like we're so balanced that in a good way. We have great individual players, but I don't know that I can pick out one or two freshmen. They really are just solid in every single spot and what they can bring to the team, which I feel like is an advantage for us with the year being how it is and maybe missing a kid or two each game. I think that's going to play in our favor.
Well, yeah, when you go over the roster, Coach, you guys do have quite a few talented kids from the state of Utah. I know people always love to see you recruit in-state, and I think it's a true testament to just how good girls' high school basketball is here in the state of Utah.
Yeah, we have great Utah kids. I think Kaya was MVP for her league. A lot of these kids were champions or, you know, winning records and just come from great programs and coaches and just have a knack for the game.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Chelsea Warburton of the USU Eastern women's basketball team. Coach, let's jump ahead. We'll talk about game week. I know things are going to be very fluid. I think this is probably going to be the case all season long, not just during the non-conference portion of the schedule, but even as we get into conference play, it seems like a very real possibility that the schedule could be changing almost on a daily basis.
Yep. Every day, like you said, you walk in, you have something different, whether it's minor or major. So it's just safety and health of our kids first and foremost, but letting them and getting them to be able to play the games that they're prepared for is key too. If we have to cancel games, hoping we can make them up somewhere along the way, just to get them as many as we can out of the 22 that they're allowed.
So what are the expectations for you as far as the team when you look at the first non-region games, non-conference games coming up this weekend? I mean, obviously, it's been a really weird offseason, Coach, and you have to be realistic with everything. You get Arizona Western and you get Colorado. That's Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, those are our first two games, Arizona Western. I believe we opened up with them last year, too. He has a couple of returners and several freshmen as well, and just like him, we don't have much to go off either other than his system kind of last year, but I just expect everybody might be hopefully not too overly excited for the game on both ends because I don't think they got a lot of scrimmages in. We only got one in, but we're just looking forward to being on the court playing somebody different.
Yeah, I'm sure. Playing someone that's not your own teammate.
Yeah, like I said, we're ready to beat up on somebody else in a good way. But just they've done a good job of practicing and getting better, but it's let's get it out on the court and see it live in a game.
And one of the things, Coach, that stands out to me when I look at the schedule, and I mean, we knew this was going to be the case with the way the season has kind of been condensed. You guys will play a lot of basketball in a very short period of time. And I mean, that's to be expected. When you look at JUCO basketball, it is one of the longest collegiate schedules of all collegiate sports. And now it's kind of been condensed January through the beginning of April. And that's pretty much it. So not a lot of off time.
No, and I think the girls are excited about that because we've got quite a bit of practice in and not a lot of games. So, but it's just, like I said, staying safe, healthy, hopefully away from injuries as well. And it's, you know, make some adjustments here and there with scouts and go play basketball, which is a good thing.
You had also mentioned to me, Coach, that you guys get your first five games at home, which is something that you obviously welcome.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing for us because that's the only gym necessarily we've been in to practice. And we can get our first five games in at home, being a young team, hopefully just build some confidence on our own court.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, from this point on, I mean, as you continue to prepare, what are some of the stipulations that you guys have to obey by, especially going on the road? I'm assuming it's probably different everywhere you go.
We have a travel protocol that we follow, but our conference has kind of sat down once we get into conference, and we all are trying to meet the same requirements and expectations as a group, which I think is a good thing, so everybody's on the same page. Trainers have got together, ADs, coaches. We've met once or twice, so I really feel like it's going to be a pretty good setup for every team. They know what to expect and time frames and how to get it done and still be productive with their time.
I don't know how much you've looked into this, Coach. I know it's probably been extremely difficult, but what is your assessment of the SWAC this year when you look at the competitiveness of the conference?
It's always going to be competitive. That's just the league, and that's why it's fun to be in. And most of the stuff we know right now is just off paper because no one's really played. I think all teams are going to be competitive. They're just ready to play and get out there on the court. We don't know much about Vegas, obviously, with it being their first year, but I still can predict that they're going to be just as competitive as everybody else.
And I'm sure adding another team to the conference, you guys probably love that, I would assume.
Oh, it's exciting. It's less time to play everybody and a new team, new faces. It's a good thing to expand the conference.
Well, Coach, I know it's a great thing. The season's finally here. The girls are finally going to have the opportunity to get out and play, and I really do appreciate you taking out some time in your busy schedule to have a word with us and kind of update us on the way things are going.
Yeah, no, it was great talking with you. We're just, like I said, excited. It's game week, and we're ready.
That's a great thing. Coach, thank you again. I appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Again, that's Coach Chelsea Warburton of the USU Eastern Eagles. Do not forget this Thursday. That's when the season will begin for USU Eastern. They got a Thursday night game. They'll be at it again on Friday as well. We'll talk more about that as the week progresses. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we return, we've got to talk NFL. So much going on in that realm. The AFC and NFC championships are set. We'll recap the weekend and talk about some of the new coaching hires. Last night, the Chargers got their guy. There's rumors that the Eagles are closing in on their guy. We'll talk about that and more when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.